Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 7th of February 2017, and this is the 526th Moll Out Loud podcast. I'm sitting here with rather scratched hands. I've been cutting brambles, rose brambles and blackberry brambles that are becoming hazardous in the garden. Every time I go out there, I get snagged by something. And once a month, the council collects my green waste. So there's a real incentive to fill the bin. And so today was the very last. I had done some when I was cleaning out the gutters the other day, and my neighbour and I cut back some of the roses. We did fill half of it, but we were able to squish it all down, and so there was more room, so I was able to do some more today. And I realised how, I mean, I always realise it when I do it, but I don't realise it when I don't, is that once you get into doing something, it becomes a whole lot less overwhelming. That my garden is completely overgrown and really beyond my capabilities in terms of management. And I quite often just feel that it's hardly worth doing anything because I can't do everything. And of course that's not true, that I can do some things and actually I will feel better about the whole if I do a little bit. So I'm going to take that into my being again, see if I can make it adhere a bit better than it has in the past, that this is true of anything that feels overwhelming. Once you're in it, a lot of that overwhelm disappears, but the anticipation can be completely stultifying. So it was really good to go into the garden. I can't do very much pruning just because the secateurs really hurt my arm. And I have to do them left-handed. And so I find it quite awkward to do. So I didn't do more than I needed to do or could do. But still it made a difference. And still I filled the bin. And I feel satisfied with that. So that's got a bin load out of the way, and I'll do another bin load next month around the same time. I may go out again and do some preparatory stuff, but I may not. It's the year of letting go of expectations of myself. And the other thing that it really kind of made me or reminded me of again was how satisfying it is to get rid of things. And of course, it's very easy getting rid of things that are hazardous to you, that are neither beautiful or useful, in fact, the opposite of either. And it is much harder to get rid of things that you're vaguely attached to for whatever reason or feel guilty about or somehow feel that you're not allowed to get rid of. But still, it's a reminder each time something goes to the end of the drive to leave my house that that's a good thing to do. And tonight I need to be reminded of that again too. I'm going to the writer's cave and I'm going to be working on my synopsis, which is quite complicated and I need to simplify it. So I need to prune. I need to prune as I go. I haven't finished it yet. I mean, I haven't done a complete synopsis even in a rambly way yet. So I think what I'm going to do is just head on through regardless of the parts that I don't really know yet and then go back over and over and just let go of that fear of not being able, that I might not be able to remember if I don't do something straight away. So that's what I'm doing today. I do hope that you've been engaged in something today, that you've been able to do something that really feels satisfying to you, physically, mentally, or soulfully, or all three, preferably. It really makes me feel as if I've done something during the day. I've been reading The Meaning of Lif, and I might have actually already mentioned this yesterday. If so, please excuse me, but the word the place name Farnham in The Meaning of Lif is given the meaning that uncomfortable feeling that you get at 4 o'clock in the afternoon when you know that you haven't done enough. And I really recognize that as something that I can often feel. So having done all that bramble cutting, and it now being 4:42, and actually I need to go in 15 minutes, and I need to eat something, so I will feel as if I've accomplished something. I do already feel that. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.